Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Irvine, California with Andrea Greenleaf at Royalty. Andrea, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
I wanted to stop in and see you. I didn't get a chance to go in depth with you at Surfaces, but before we get to some exciting things you had going on at Surfaces, let's give a little quick background. Obviously, you're a West Coast mill. You took the reins of this business a little over a year ago, and you have two brands that most people know about on the residential side, Camalot and Royalty. And last fall, you added Moda to that stable of brands, right?
That's true. The Kazarian brothers and I have been lifelong friends, and it seemed like the perfect fit for Royalty.
Last time I was here, you were under construction. This place is beautiful. You've completely redone it. Most people remember last year at Surfaces, 2014, you introduced 60 new products. You brought some salespeople in. You expanded your operation. And you placed some orders for some tufting equipment. You came back to Surfaces this year, obviously still riding high on the release of all those products. And you I guess most people would say you had the product on the show floor, this Brocato product, right?
I agree. I think that the feedback we got from this product supersedes the feedback we got from the 60 products we introduced last year. The response has been fabulous. The calls come in every day. When will we have samples? When will we have samples? Thank goodness they're shipping out this week because we're very excited about the product.
I got to tell you, I was walking the halls and saw some friends of mine that are in the retail business, and they were all talking about it. Let's talk in detail about it in a minute. It is a branded fiber. It's Stainmaster, and it's their 9 DPF product, right?
It's a true soft product. It's done on the ColorPoint machine. It took a lot of work to get that product. I probably think that we've made 300 samples at least trying to get the look. There's just a look about the product that I think is something that hasn't been seen in the carpet business for quite a long time.
Yeah, you threw something out a minute ago, and I want to go into more detail. It's a CMC color point machine, which is the latest servo-driven tufting technology. In older technology, I believe you were able to bury a contrasting fiber. It's technology that didn't even exist 2 years ago, right?
I don't think it's been out for a long time. I know other people have the machine. Certainly for Royalty, it's a big investment. That machine, we bought an Infinity machine. We bought a Velva Weave machine. It's a machine that has untapped capabilities, I think. The machine people came to Surfaces and could not believe the look that we got with their own machine. So I think there's just an untapped advantage there that you just need to work through. I think we hit the sweet spot, and I think we're going to continue to develop products that have that look.
So that style is called Brocato, and I think it's 30 different colors in that.
It's a 30-color product, and has a companion product called Merletti.
And that's in your Camalot brand.
That is in the Camalot brand, yes. And Moda will be introducing also two products sometime in the next 30 to 45 days that are off the same machine that have the same styling capabilities, and their products are going to look spectacular as well.
Now, these separate brands you have, they have their own personalities and their own sales forces. I mean, most people know Royalty is the middle to upper end. Camalot's a little higher than that. And Moda is even a higher positioned brand than that, right?
That is correct. I would compare Moda to Fabrica if somebody asked for a comparison. It's a very high-styled line of product.
All right. Well, another thing I need to point out, like I said, it's been over a year since we've talked. You are unique in this business, being a female that runs this business. The consumer for carpet is mostly female, we all recognize, and it makes sense that it'd be a person like you to run a company like this.
Well, I certainly think I look at it a little differently than men look at making carpet. I think we look at color differently, we look at style differently, and I think it makes a big difference because the women are the ones that are going into the retailers and selecting carpet. They're looking for something that women look for, and that's a look, a style, a color, and I'm not sure that men come at it from the same position. And I think our look is a little unique, and I think that message needs to get out.
Another point I'd like to make that I think your father believed, and you were telling me a minute ago you believe as well, is that you really focus on the independent retailer. I mean, that's your customer. So you're in business to support them, right?
That's absolutely correct. My father built this company on the retailers, and they are the backbone of Royalty Carpet Mills. That continues today. All the brands feel the same way. They're the most important thing to us. Our retail partners are the most important thing.
All right, so it's February, and about the time I'm out here with you, there's a snowstorm blowing through Atlanta, and we've got the year ahead of us. What's your outlook for 2015?
I think 2015 is going to be a good year. I think that carpet sales are going to improve overall because I think people are going to start transitioning back to soft floor covering, and I think we're all going to reap the benefits.
All right, great. We've been talking to Andrea Greenleaf, who's president and owner of Royalty Carpet Mills in Irvine, California, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.